This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in the USA, there's always Trump news about. Some positive Trump news here, where a federal court judge has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender troops in the military. It happened this last week when a federal court judge temporarily blocked the White House policy barring military service by transgender troops, ruling that it was, quote, based on disapproval of transgender people generally. It was actually a really hard-hitting finding. It's Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli of the Federal Court of District Columbia. She found that the administration's justification for the ban, this was due to come into effect from March next year, found the justification was suspect and likely unconstitutional. She ruled that the current policy needs to stay in place. Now, 76 pages, lots of really strong wording. She said, there is absolutely no support for the claim that the ongoing service of transgender people would have any negative effect on the military at all. In fact, there is considerable evidence that it is the discharge and banning of such individuals that would have such effects.
Obviously, the ruling has been seen as an encouraging step for the supporters of transgender people in the military. It stops the plan for the discharge of all transgender troops, allowing the current transgender troops to re-enlist and actually encourages them to recruit more for the military starting in January.
There was another section to the claim. The judge did not impose an injunction on the ban on sex reassignment surgery because she said that it didn't apply to any of the plaintiffs. The plaintiffs are sort of saying, well, by giving the ruling that she has given, it's cleared up that issue anyway, so they're not too worried. Of course, this all came about via Twitter, when President Trump sort of put
policy
this out.
By Twitter.
Policy by Twitter. So the courts have well and truly knocked it down. One of the openly transgender people serving, Commander Blake Dremen, said a lot of people's lives were put on hold. They thought their careers were ending. This means we can continue to serve with honour as we have been doing.
Some not so great news over in Tajikistan. They have created they've compiled a list of 367 suspected gay and lesbian citizens. That's 390 men and 48 women.
Suspected, by the way, suspected. They're only suspected.
But it gets worse. They forced them to give blood samples. Forced them to test for sexually transmitted diseases. And then this is according to the country's own Ministry of Internal Affairs. So you can't really get much more concrete than that. It's actually come from the country's government.
It is happening.
But according to a source in the police force, the register was created to because of the strict medical records you need for members of the gay community, because they're of a higher risk of contracting sexual transmitted diseases.
Strict medical records needed for the gay community?
What?
Outrageous.
I think they're trying to say that, you know, we're trying to help by keeping a record of everyone.
But this is really going back to the early days of the fear campaigns with HIV, where, STIs and HIV were all pointed to the LGBTI community.
Well, according to the Human Rights Watch, the country already has a severe human rights record and is deeply homophobic. The database of suspected gay and lesbian citizens is a breach of their privacy, and it's been done under the guise of public health. So it represents an opportunity for the police, who are known for engaging in torture, by the way, to extort money from members of the community and even non-members of the community by trying to out them.
Brilliant. Over to Tanzania, where three lawyers have been deported for promoting homosexuality. The deportations have come amid a wider crackdown on LGBTIQ people. Three South African lawyers were arrested along with 10 others last week at a hotel in Dar es Salaam. The hotel was being used by an NGO, the Community Health and Education Services and Advocacy Group, CHESA, to hold a workshop for the gay community.
So they were actually there to hold a workshop around supporting people of same-sex communities.
And in particular,
the government,
marriage.
However, has turned around and said this is about the promotion of marriage between people of the same sex.
Yes, but not the case. It was actually to discuss a legal challenge to the government's decision to restrict HIV services in the country. So they've really twisted that about.
Yes, but then the government has actually suspended CHESA's operations, so effectively blocking the challenge.
Funny that.
And this is a country where you can get between 30 years and life in prison for homosexual sex.
CHESA, though, aren't taking this sitting down. They are going to appeal, and they believe that they have rights under the Constitution and also the African Charter of Human Rights and People Rights, which Tanzania is actually signatory to.
Across to Scotland now, some good news where the very pro-LGBT leader of the country, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, will issue a formal apology within the Parliament on November 7 to coincide with new legislation that will provide an automatic pardon to men convicted under the country's old English sodomy laws.
No, Scottish.
Scottish.
Scotland has its own legal system.
But it's drawn from the English sodomy laws, surely. Everything is.
Okay, I apologise once again.
Give the guy a break, would you, Matt?
This is really interesting because it's a bit different to the other laws, including here in Australia, where it is an automatic pardon. You don't have to apply. So interesting things there. Scotland's Equality Network, who we've spoken to on the show before, have said this is really important to remove these discriminatory laws. And in brief, a Lebanese university has hosted the country's first ever queer fashion show.
In Malaysia, the Deputy Prime Minister says LGBTI people are not suited for the army.
In the UK, over two-thirds of people living with HIV are too scared to reveal their status to their potential partners, according to a survey.
And in Hong Kong, their Pink Dot Festival has sent a message of support for marriage equality right here in Australia. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.